Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
We're going to give you parents and teachers a quick look at some of the articles students are reading today in The Juice app.
The Juice is fantastic for building skills with current events and interesting topics. Our goal here is just to give you the main points and maybe some ideas for discussion.
Consider it your cheat sheet, basically. A way to connect about what they're discovering.
We've got quite a mix today: science, history, politics, even conservation.
It really reflects the wide world The Juice covers. Ready to jump in?
Let's do it. First up, some pretty futuristic tech, new prototype contact lenses that might let people see in infrared.
Yeah, this comes from researchers in China. And the basic idea is, well, our eyes only see a sliver of the light spectrum, right? About 400 to 700 nanometers.
But there's all this other light out there, like infrared, which has longer wavelengths.
Exactly. So these scientists are using tiny, tiny particles, nanoparticles embedded in the lenses.
Nanoparticles made of special metals.
Right, like ytterbium. And these particles can absorb that invisible infrared light and then sort of shift it, re-emit it at a wavelength we can see.
So it's essentially converting invisible light into visible light.
Precisely. The goal is wearable supervision.
Yeah.
Maybe letting people see in near darkness.
Wow. Okay, but the article says it's not perfect yet.
No, definitely not. The images are apparently still quite blurry. And there's more research needed, like how the brain would even process this new kind of input.
Still, the potential is kind of mind-blowing. It gets you thinking.
For sure. And that's a great discussion starter. You could ask students, what would it actually be like to see things others can't? How might it change your view of the world?
Or think about the uses. Safety, exploration.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, lots of possibilities. It opens up conversations about augmenting human senses, which is fascinating.
Okay, let's switch gears completely. The next piece is a quote of the day from Harriet Tubman.
A really powerful one. She said, "I had reasoned this out of my mind. There was one of two things I had a right to, liberty or death. If I could not have one, I would have the other."
Chilling. And really sums her up. The article gives a brief overview. Abolitionist, humanitarian, even a Union spy during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. But she's most famous, of course, as a conductor on the Underground Railroad. Born enslaved, escaped herself, and then risked her life again and again.
Going back into the South.
Repeatedly. The article mentions she guided about 70 people to freedom. They called her Moses.
And her work didn't stop after the war either. She kept fighting for civil rights and women's suffrage.
The quote just shows such incredible determination, this absolute conviction about the right to freedom.
So for discussion, you could really dig into that quote. What does liberty or death tell you about her mindset, her courage?
Definitely. And maybe broaden it out. What is liberty? Why is it something people throughout history have risked everything for, connected to then, and maybe even now?
A really important figure and concept to discuss.
Absolutely.
Okay, next. We're diving deep, literally, down into the Earth's core almost. There's gold down there.
Huh. Well, traces of it are leaking out, according to the study in Nature. Researchers, including one from Göttingen University, analyzed lava from Hawaiian volcanoes.
Lava. And they found gold in it.
Gold, ruthenium, other precious metals, yeah. But the key thing is the type of metals, their isotopic fingerprint. It matches what scientists believe the Earth's core is made of.
Not just the mantle or crust.
Exactly. It suggests this material is actually leaking up from the core, which kind of challenges the old idea that the core is totally sealed off.
So there might be a connection we didn't realize.
Seems like it. And the article suggests this might even be where surface gold deposits originally came from. You know, that maybe 99% of Earth's gold is thought to be locked way down in the core.
Huh. So maybe prospectors should have been looking near volcanoes.
Well, maybe not quite. But it changes our picture of how the planet works internally.
Okay, discussion points here seem clear. What does this tell us about our planet that is more dynamic than we thought?
Right. The layers are interacting. And it also shows how science evolves, you know, how new findings can overturn long-held beliefs about the world. It's a great example of the scientific process.
Definitely food for thought. All right, now pivoting to some current events, an article about the National Guard being deployed in Los Angeles.
Yes. This piece reports on President Trump ordering 2,000 National Guard troops to L.A. The stated reason was to deal with violent clashes related to anti-IC protests.
And the context was protests following ICE raids targeting undocumented migrants.
Correct, particularly in the LA Fashion District. The article mentions confrontations, some property damage, and arrests.
But it also mentions different views on how bad it was.
It does. It notes that federal officials described widespread problems, while local police apparently saw it as more scattered incidents. And importantly, by the time the troops actually arrived, things were peaceful.
The article includes reactions too, right? From the governor and mayor.
Yes, it mentions Governor Newsom calling the order inflammatory and Mayor Bass suggesting the raids aim to sow terror. The reporting seems focused on presenting these different viewpoints factually.
Okay, this clearly raises some important issues. A key discussion point could be how authorities should handle protests when violence occurs. It's a tricky balance.
Absolutely. Balancing safety, property, and the right to protest. There are always different perspectives on the right approach.
And it also touches on government structure, federal versus state power. When does the federal government step in like this? It highlights those tensions.
It's a very real-world example of those constitutional questions.
Okay, sticking with politics, another article looks at a major spending bill proposed by President Trump that's facing trouble.
Right. This is about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, as it was apparently called. It did pass the House, but just barely, and now it's hitting roadblocks in the Senate.
And the opposition is coming from both sides, Democrats and Republicans.
That's what the article reports. The main concerns seem to be about the federal deficit. The CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, estimated it could add something like $2.4 trillion to the debt over 10 years.
$2.4 trillion?
Yeah, yeah. And another big concern highlighted is potential cuts to Medicaid. The CBO analysis suggested around a $700 billion cut over that decade, which could affect healthcare for millions.
The article mentions specific critics, too.
It does. Republican Senator Ron Johnson calling it unacceptable, and even Elon Musk weighing in, calling it a disgusting abomination, partly because it might cut EV subsidies.
Though it shows how hard it is to get these massive bills through Congress. Lots of competing interests.
Exactly. That makes for a good discussion. Why is it so difficult? You can talk about different priorities, concerns about spending, debt, specific programs.
And it's a chance to maybe explain those terms. Government spending, the deficit, what Medicaid actually is. Demystify it a bit.
Good point. Making those complex ideas more accessible.
Okay, last article. And this one is, well, quite different. It's about a simple fix that's saving birds.
Yeah, this is a really positive story, though it starts with a sad problem. Huge numbers of migratory birds dying because they fly into windows.
Right, they just don't see the glass.
Exactly. The article uses the example of McCormick Place in Chicago, a convention center where nearly 1,000 birds died in just one day after hitting windows.
That's awful. So what's the innovation?
It's incredibly simple, putting tiny, opaque dots on the outside of the glass.
Just dots.
Just dots. But it makes the glass visible to the birds, so they avoid it. And the results are apparently amazing. At McCormick Place, they estimate bird deaths dropped by 95%.
95%? That's incredible for such a small change.
It really is. A great example of how a simple design tweak can have a huge conservation impact.
So for discussion, you could talk about how our buildings affect wildlife. Why is it important to find solutions like this?
Definitely. And then maybe brainstorm. What are other ways design or technology could help protect animals? Thinking creatively about minimizing our impact.
A nice, hopeful story to end on. So that's a quick tour through some of the articles students are exploring today in The Juice.
We hope this overview gives you a bit of context and maybe sparks some good conversations with the kids in your life about what they're learning.
Yeah, use these topics to keep the discussion going. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.